Now, Ray also spent some time with Dr. James W. Davis. Dr. Davis is the director of the Institute for Political Science and professor for political science with a focus on international relations at the University of St. Gallen in Switzerland.
Dr. Davis, what do you see as the perception of and the reaction to the current U.S. primary season so far in Europe?
Well, I think there's quite a bit of interest in the Republican field, or what was the Republican field. I think most Europeans find it quite amazing that everybody from a former governor to a former Speaker of the House to a former pizza executive can run for the nomination. And so I think they find the nature of the field quite interesting. The characters were colorful. You know, if you think of Herman Cain, or if you think of Michelle Bachmann, these are all interesting characters from a European standpoint. And so I think there's been a fair degree of interest, if bewilderment, at the sorts of topics and themes that have characterized the Republican primary.
You know, many Americans do see this as a most unusual election, with so much extremist language and rhetoric. Has that raised eyebrows on the other side of the Atlantic?
Certainly with some European observers. I mean, there's a certain smug attitude toward middle America, but I think more thoughtful European observers are really much more interested in trying to understand how it can be that some of the themes and issues that have come up in the primaries could resonate with Americans in the 21st century. I think that's particularly the case when all of a sudden questions of contraception became central to the Republican debate. I think for most Europeans that's a strange development in the year 2012. And so I think thoughtful Europeans are trying to understand how that could be, whereas there are some sort of rather arrogant attitudes that, well, those are the Americans, what do you expect?
Do you feel this election is getting more or less European attention than previous campaign seasons?
I think it's getting less attention than the last election did, and that was because I think George Bush was such a polarizing figure, both in the United States and in Europe, that the interest of the Europeans in American politics had really reached a high point. And so I think there was much more interest in the last cycle. And in particular on the Democratic side, I think the primary between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama was really, really exciting for Europeans to watch. As it was for many Americans, to have the first serious woman candidate for president competing for the nomination of a major party against the first serious African American candidate. So it was really a very exciting and electrifying campaign in the primary season, and then of course in the general election with John McCain representing sort of a view to the past, and Barack Obama something of the promise of the future. And so I think Europeans were very excited. They're less excited this time, or less interested, I think, although there is a fair amount of interest in the Republican candidates and the various swaths of American society that they seem to represent.
Mm. Dr. Davis, you've spent much of your life in the United States, now a number of years in Europe. Americans are notoriously disengaged from foreign matters until there's a war or a crisis. Do you think there's too much or too little attention paid by Europe toward American politics? Because what you're describing is very similar to conversations you hear in the United States, but you don't hear Americans talking about European politics.
I mean, I think probably Europeans pay much more attention to American politics than Americans pay to European politics, and there's a good reason for that. The United States is still the only global superpower. It still accounts for something like 25% of global economic output, and so what happens in the United States is of consequence for Europe, whether Europeans are interested in it or not. And so I think it's quite normal that Europeans would pay attention to what's going on in the United States. Of course, they're going to pay much more attention once we get into the actual campaign between a Republican and Democratic candidate. Insofar as it looks like that Republican candidate will be Mitt Romney, I think people will start to pay more attention to Mitt Romney, try to get to know a little bit more about him and what his positions are, and try and gauge what a Romney presidency might mean for Europe.
You know, religion has been a very prominent part of this election, and I'm wondering if European observers find this to be notable in the current campaign cycle.
Yeah, I think there's a fair amount of bewilderment on this side of the Atlantic when it comes to religiosity in American politics. I think it's not so much the fact of religiosity as it is the form. If you think about European politics, there are in most European countries very strong Christian democratic parties, which at their base have a set of Christian values informing their policies. But the overt references to God or to what God would want or to how God judges a particular public policy proposal or how God condemns a particular government policy, I mean, that type of religiosity is fairly foreign to Europeans, and is the cause of some bewilderment. Mitt Romney is, of course, quite interesting from the standpoint of his Mormon faith, because Mormonism is an American export. It's a genuinely American religion, and something that's still not widely known or understood in Europe. And so I think there's a fair amount of interest in what that means. What is Mormonism, and what does it mean to be a Mormon politician?
When knowledgeable Europeans talk about the current state of the American political system as a whole, what themes emerge?
I think what's most perplexing for Europeans is how it can be that the United States, which is clearly part of the West, can spend so much time debating issues that seem to be so of such secondary importance to voters in Europe. And so when we get off onto debates about contraception, debates about what in Europe would be considered private matters, the private morality of politicians, in a time when we're really still struggling with the largest economic crisis since the Great Depression, that bewilders Europeans. Europeans don't understand that, and the notion that it's the business of government to regulate private behavior of citizens, that it's the business of government to engage in this type of social engineering, is perplexing. It's particularly perplexing insofar as it was always thought to be the United States that was the guarantor of individual liberties, and the Europeans, who were more wedded to the notion that there was a strong relationship between government and society. And so the Europeans are perplexed at what seems to have been a reversal in the ways in which these two electorates deal with social issues.
Dr. Davis, can I ask you, how would you characterize the term of Barack Obama so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think Europeans are in general, or a majority of Europeans, I think, would probably feel very comfortable with the general thrust of Barack Obama's policies. But I do think that there is a sense that the promise of his presidency has not been fulfilled, and so I think there is a bit of a disappointment, and I think that's particularly felt when it seems that Barack Obama is really pivoting toward Asia, that Europe is not the first address for the Obama administration when it comes to looking for a partner to solve world problems. I think the Europeans are beginning to sense that the center of gravity in world politics is shifting to Asia, and that's they're scared about that, fearful that they're going to lose their position in the world. And insofar as they think Obama might have something to do with this, I think there's a bit of a disappointment. It's particularly felt in places like Berlin.
And Do you have a prediction for the election outcome this fall?
I think things are tracking well for the president. I think the economic data, although the most recent data is perhaps not as strong as some might have hoped for, but the trend is in going in the right direction. And I think insofar as he can keep people focused on economic fundamentals and make a clear distinction between the types of policies that we had before the economic crisis and the types of policies that he's trying to put through now, I think so long as he can keep the focus on these issues, it looks pretty good for him. But it's going to be a hard fight, needless to say.
That's Dr. James W. Davis, director of the Institute for Political Science and professor for political science with a focus on international relations at the University of St. Gallen in Switzerland. He spoke with State of Belief producer Ray Kirstein. Please visit us online at stateofbelief.com to find out more about the show, hear extended interviews, read transcripts, and sign up for our podcast. Brought to you by Interfaith Alliance.